get out of my life.
I'm finished.
Everything comes to an end.
I'm going
to
go home and sleep with my wife.
I don't need this. I'm out of here.
Bye.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The $3 million free play frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So, join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day.
Bluebell introduced the original cookies and cream ice cream. So every time you dig into that familiar creamy vanilla ice cream that's loaded with chunks of chocolate cream cookies, you can say thanks. You're more than welcome.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. Amy here.
What's on your mind, Amy?
You mean, what's in my carpet? We just moved into a new house and it smells like the other family never moved out.
Good news, Amy. Rug Doctor Power goes deep to pull out everything. When you rent a Rug Doctor, you get power and suction that compares to hiring professionals at a fraction of the cost.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home starting at $29.99 a day.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're in a situation where the number of storms will be in short supply for a day or two. Chances are not zero, but small. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Hot day, high in the middle 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Partly sunny, widely scattered storms at best, and then at least low to mid-90s on Thursday and Friday as the number of storms start to increase again. Our weather app is a great companion to take on vacation because it knows where you are. It'll give you current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you're located. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Oh, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Christy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
No, I'm sure you know this song.
Oh, don't quiz me on songs, Joey.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
You know I have a young mind.
That's what we're doing right off the top of the show.
They keep trying to tell
you don't know Bill Withers, Use Me.
Well, you got the name wrong first just now.
Withers,
so.
Yeah.
So you already throwing me off.
Bill Withers, Use Me. And the idea is, it's what I was just telling you before we hopped on air.
Yes.
I have had an arrangement with an anonymous person.
Yes, let's please delve into this.
An anonymous person now, essentially a girlfriend without taking responsibility for each other's lives, and we don't really go out in public. We just, you know, hang out and watch movies.
So you hook up.
Yeah. And, you know, but we've been cool. Like, we talk about, you know, other people that we're actually in love with, these
sure.
sort of things.
Sure, okay.
My case, I haven't really actually been head over heels with somebody in quite some time. And by that, I mean, like, 3 years. It's good. It's good not being.
It's like, good not being that way. Okay.
Yeah, the complete and utter torture of being in love.
I feel like you say that, though, until you find somebody that right. you're head over heels in
well,
love
no,
with.
That's the way it works. Like, when somebody, and Friday, I believe, we're going to have fiance, Emily's fiance.
Oh, Eric. Okay.
He'll be sitting in that chair where you're sitting
oh,
right now. Brandon will be sitting in that chair over to my right. And Brandon keeps saying that why would anybody ever get married?
Oh, gosh.
It's a terrible business contract. And we've poked and pried and been like, who broke your heart? Was it a
really?
Bad home life? You know, and then, you know, of course, fiance is now the fiance of
mm-hmm.
old lady Hayes. And, mm-hmm. They are so in love. And I do have to say, though, from the outside looking in, whenever, long married couples, new people in love, and some are more crazy than others, but love does look a little nuts from the outside looking in.
There are so many different factors that that factor into such a strong emotion. And you don't really, I think it's easy for people to talk about love like it's a very general like obvious thing. And it's not the case at all. It's actually super, super complicated and very difficult.
Yes, it takes work.
And you don't get that. You don't understand that.
And I forgot to say this. I forgot to say this last night.
Okay.
And this is why I'm thinking about it so much. I'm sorry. I almost jumped out of my chair.
No, it's okay. Tell me.
My brother, Will.
Right.
He's 3 years younger than I am.
Right.
I'm going to give the whole backstory.
Please do.
He shows up from being out of town. He's a salesman now, or he's traveling a lot throughout the Southeast driving.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows back up at the house. We're doing something stupid like playing Pokemon or something. Yeah, we're grown children. I'm a man child. I admit
okay.
it.
We
I'm
all know
a man
this
child
already.
With a friend with benefits. Yes. Like, I'd never want to grow up. And so he comes in, he unloads his stuff. He says, "Joey, come here. And come to my room." I've never heard that tone before. And he walks over to his nightstand. And he goes, "Look at this." And it's an engagement ring.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty legit ring, too. The big diamond
on
top.
Well, I hope so.
And,
goodness gracious.
You know, there are two diamonds, little ones on the side on the band. I'm saying, "Nice. Have y'all talked about this?" He's like, "Yeah, we've talked about it." "Is that so you know that's what she likes?" "Yeah, yeah, that's the type of ring she wanted."
Oh, goodness. Like, that's a whole another thing that I need to get into.
And it took him a while to save, obviously. This is why, from the outside looking in, it's like, you're spending how much money? Anyway.
Some people spend a ridiculous amount of money more than they need to, but right. That'll be another subject.
Right, right. And we'll get into that.
Sure, we will. Okay.
But... so he shows me the ring, and I'm like, "Do you know when you're going to ask?" And he goes, "I don't know. I had to figure it out." And that's the last I talked to him.
When was that? How long ago was that?
That was, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay.
So I can look at my text for the exact date, but I think it was over this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It is a group text showing Caroline, mm-hmm. my hopefully soon-to-be sister-in-law, wearing the ring. He visited her up in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Oh.
And it was, I think, right before sunset, and they're at some resort, and he popped the question. She said yes. And it was a total surprise to her. Like, they had talked about getting married, but it was a complete and total surprise. Like, she thought it would be at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is the best time. We don't see it coming, of course.
And so it's like, I'm so happy for them. But I'm also like, he's so much more responsible than I am.
Joey.
He's so much. I get into this little pity party. Like, what's wrong with you? Well, no. And a brilliant young woman this morning. I talked to her for an hour. She went to high school with me, Cynthia.
Okay.
And she wanted to talk about, like, politics. And she wants to stay at home more because she has a few little kids.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to, you know, she's got this high-powered job.
Okay.
Like, very professional, years of schooling for it, very successful. And she's realizing, I want to spend more time with the kids. And so on the side, one of the things I want to do is write about politics. She was asking me about my view of politics. I essentially was waxing poetic about libertarianism and the personal being more important than your political party. And much more eloquent than I just put it there.
That was very eloquent just now. You kind of had me melting a little bit.
Oh, well, sure. Sure. Now you sound like my friend. The sarcasm is crazy.
What are you talking about?
And I'm listening to Cynthia. You know, man, she's married with kids, too. And it's like this successful life. Now, again, it's the outside looking in. Sometimes I look in and it seems crazy. Sometimes I look in and go, oh, that looks nice. And I know I'm not doing justice to the whole situation.
Well, the thing is, too, is that I think it's super easy to look into that situation and think one thing about how everything is going. It looks perfect. It looks chaotic. And you never actually know what's going on there.
Exactly.
There is something very real about a honeymoon stage in a marriage as well. It's absolutely true. You know, normally I do think I love Emily, and from what I hear about Eric, and what I've seen, he is a great guy. I you know Dakota and I dated for 3.5 years before we got engaged.
Yeah, that's about been my brother with Caroline.
Yeah, yeah, and there's definitely, I mean, and 6 months of that was long distance, but there's definitely a honeymoon stage where everything is going perfect. You don't fight about anything. It's all rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. And you know, you move in together, things start to get a little more, like, serious. You realize that the other, you know, they do stuff that kind of annoys you sometimes. And that's just, you know, I mean, that's just love. That's just living, you know, living with it at that point. But, I mean, I'm just saying that the idea, when it comes to the idea of marriage, it's just so different for everybody. And you have no idea what's really going on the inside of each marriage. So it's very hard to generalize.
Right. Well, let's talk about the trappings we mentioned earlier. Sure. About that, the stuff everybody sees, like the ring and how the wedding is actually done. Mm-hmm. I hate that I couldn't go to you and Dakota's wedding because it looked like it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
You probably didn't want me around. I know y'all invited me, but I was still a human Eeyore. It was like, oh, this is such a wonderful wedding, but it looks like rain, at least on the inside.
Oh, Joey.
No, I was a grouch. I was a big grouch, and I don't want to ruin a wonderful day by being
Not have done that. I mean, people still come up and talk to me about my wedding, but
So what was y'all? You seem like you had something to say about the ring, and people want the perfect wedding.
Yeah, I just think the wedding aside, I think the way women these days act when it comes to the ring really kind of puts me in a, I don't like it. It puts me in a weird spot.
How so?
The reason being is, first of all, and I'm not saying everyone should be this way, just a personal preference.
Okay.
I told nobody what kind of ring I wanted. I didn't have a style or a kind picked out in my head. It was just, in my mind, I wanted Dakota to get me whatever he wanted to get me because it would 100% fully come from him. Mm. And the only request I had at all was that it wasn't too big because I didn't want a big old gaudy, shiny, giant ring. I think that's dumb.
I think we could make that happen.
So, I mean, and it was great. When he presented me with the engagement ring, I knew it was 100% from him, and he went and picked it out, and he designed it. I think women, you know, girls these days put so much emphasis on what the ring looks like, and it sounds like they worry more about what the, you know, the materialistic, you know, what the ring looks like than anything else. I'm like,
see, and in my head, and this will matter depending on if I get married or, like, who it is, but in my head, I'm like, why do you need a big expensive wedding? I'm probably going to be the type who goes and elopes, and I just show back up and go, yep, I'm married now.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. My brother wants to do the same thing. It's just, it's a personal preference. I'm the only girl in my family. So for me to elope and not have a big giant wedding that my parents always dreamed of would, like, get me shunned from the family. I mean, that was going to be a big affair whether or not I liked it.
Well, yes, because that's the only thing that keeps me from really taking the eloping idea seriously is I still have family that cares a lot. And
sure, they want to be a part of your, you know, special day. And again, before I make anyone mad or offend anybody, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's just a, you know, personal preference. Like I said, my brother wants to do the same thing. Destination weddings, I think, are great. It was just very, I mean, I got married at my parents' house and, you know, and on our property, and it was very special, and it'll always hold that place in my heart.
Well, and I'm looking forward to the bachelor party. Now, I have a feeling this engagement is going to be a long, like,
you think
engagement.
It's like more than a year?
Yeah, because they're both busy people.
Okay.
But and it's kind of like it's a stepping stone. It's like, this is clearly our intentions.
Sure.
But with medical school and him traveling.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He wants his bachelor party to be, I can't remember the name of the street, but the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. He wants to go see a bunch of comedy.
Okay.
And I love
that. I was about to say, that sounds right up your alley.
Yeah,
you would absolutely love that.
I don't want to get him a stripper. I don't want to go through that. That's just weird.
That's very cliche.
Over naked body.
Yeah, it's cliche. And I will say, this is a funny story, and I'm only going to say it because my husband's actually listening.
Yeah, what's up, Dakota?
I remember, and it wasn't even Dakota's bachelor party. It was the very first bachelor party he went to. I just so happened to go to the coinciding bachelorette party. So we were both on, you know, these bachelor bachelorette parties on the same weekend.
Same weekend, same place?
Yeah. Oh, no, not the same
not
place.
Not the same place.
He was in New Orleans. I was in Nashville.
Okay.
But it was the same weekend, and it was the first time both of us had ever been on a bachelor bachelorette party. And I didn't know what it was going to be like, but I also didn't want to be that girlfriend. I was still the girlfriend at that point.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I was. I didn't want to be that girlfriend that was like, don't go to any strip clubs.
Sure.
You know, no one wants to be that way. Come on.
Right. And, gotta be cool.
Exactly. You
women
know?
Listen to Christy.
You should take more advice from me.
Yes.
Dakota says, hey, Joey.
What's up?
But he came back, and I, you know, and I knew that group of guys that were going were super wild anyway, so I kind of knew that some stuff might go on. Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily want to know about it.
Right.
But we all got back to the house that Sunday afterwards, and I was kind of telling him about my weekend. He was kind of telling me about his weekend, and then he mentioned the strip club, and I was like, and if you've ever been to the strip club in New Orleans, like, they're nothing to be crazy about. Like,
I've only been to one strip club.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, okay.
Now, I did walk into one house party in Auburn when I was a sophomore.
Oh, God.
And there was just, it's just a random house, and I walk in, I go, hey, that's a naked lady. And she's...
How about it?
If I have to, like, my immediate reaction's like, naked lady, yeah. But then my other reaction's like, she doesn't work out much,
no,
does
she? No, no. Doesn't it seem to always be the case?
And there are guys paying, like, $10 for weird
things. Oh, that's
things.
Crazy.
It was just... It was weird.
That's crazy.
Because when there's no expectation of naked people,
right,
and that shows up, it's like, whoa, whoa,
when it's
whoa.
Random, it's weird.
Yeah. Like, if it was a guy, he'd be arrested for being a flasher. Like, it was just weird. But the one I went to in Atlanta was, it was 2015 turning to 2016. It was New Year's Eve at the Cheetah.
The Cheetah.
Yeah.
I've been to a place called Camelot in Washington, D.C., and that was an all-nude strip club.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they all looked really great.
Yeah, and all these women looked fantastic. I really enjoyed myself, and the friend who took me there was like, get him a private room. And then I looked at the bill and went, what?
Oh, no.
No!
That'll kill a mood real quick.
That bottle of champagne is how much?
Well, Dakota tells me they go to this strip club, and I'm like, okay. So I know to not ask questions, but I'm asking questions anyway. And I was really kind of fine. I was already a little bit emotional. And then he said that one of the guys had paid for a private dance for him. And I was like...
Oh, no.
And I started getting emotional. And this is when the tears really started coming. Oh, I was like... What was she pretty?
Oh no! Don't answer that question. That's an unfair question.
I remember laying on the couch and asking him that question, and he looked at me and he was like, "I mean, yeah, she was good looking." And I don't even know why. It was the dumbest question ever. And as soon as he answered it, I burst out into tears.
Oh, no.
The whole rest of the night, I was crying. I don't even know why. Like, even telling the story now, I feel like an idiot.
No, she was an ugly pockmarked Witch of the West stripper. That's the type of stripper I like a private dance room.
I don't know. I don't know.
But I don't want to do that for my brother. I love the idea of, like, saving up the money, spending the money to go watch comedy several nights in a row.
That's absolutely, I feel like that is a great bachelor party.
Yeah, I
love
this idea. And I've never been to the West Coast.
You have like two different. You have the guys who do like the whole strip club and the stripper jumping out of the cake and everything, and then you have the guys that do like a deep sea fishing bachelor party.
I don't
want
to get seasick.
Oh no, that's not.
I've
fun
done
for
deep sea fishing. Sometimes I get sick. Sometimes I don't. But it's not. It's fun, but it's not really like the type of fun I want to have all the time.
Sure.
I've enjoyed like hunting and fishing when I've gone, but it's not like something I love and must do all the
time.
Sure,
no,
I'm the guy
absolutely.
Who listens to podcasts, who likes to drink or imbibe or intoxicate himself in some way, get a little silly, talk about, you know, the world and solve all its problems. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think the reason I'm so worked up about all this is how I began this segment. It's that my 2-year thing with that friend with certain privileges.
Sure.
She, I think, caught the big fish she's actually...
Oh, no.
And she probably will kill me for even talking about this, but I've not said anything that will identify who you are.
Sure.
So I'm going to keep it that way. But...
And it's on the table.
But it's made me go, oh, no, my outlet for not being desperate. It's been nice not being desperate for 2 years. And I think I'm a little spoiled.
Sure. sure. Well, the Friends with Benefits for 2 years. Heck yeah.
That's. I think I'm a little spoiled. And so I am now, like, officially... I've always been single over the 2 years. There's never been any rules or anything. But I am now officially single and going, oh, no.
So are you trying to remedy that?
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah, I'm looking for some dates. But I got a big move. I got a big move this upcoming week or two.
Oh, well, just focus on that and then worry about the dates.
I'll focus on the move and get settled in the new home. And yeah, then I'll try to find a date.
But
it's so weird, the dating world. I don't like it.
It is weird. I was telling Joey before we went on. In college, I was on that Plenty of Fish dating site, which is horrible, by the way. Mostly because it's free.
Yes. So you get a lot of...
And when I say I was on there for like a couple of weeks. And it was interesting, to say the least. Almost a little dangerous, really.
Mm.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I don't like... I've tried Tinder.
Yeah.
And
I've never been on Tinder.
I even put on my Tinder profile, I'm a real person. You can listen to my show. 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Good promotion there, Joey.
Exactly.
Good plug.
Like, no, if you really want to get to know me, don't message me on this stupid app. Just listen to my show. I'm bearing my soul here. It's not... like I'm not being anything different than I am. But here's my point. I also, you know, playing the pity card, want to say, I feel so used. But this is why I played this song earlier, Christy.
Oh, so all of this came out of...
Bill Withers taught me at a young age. And you don't know the song? You don't know the lyrics?
You know what? I cannot tell you. I know the lyrics, no.
Okay, essentially, this his friends sit him right down and they talk to me. They told me that I not let you just walk on me. I'm sure they meant well, but when our talk was through, and his brother does this to him, his friends do this to him, he says, I want to share the news that if it feels this good getting used, just keep on using me.
It's so sad.
Just keep on using me.
I get it now, Joey.
Use me up.
Yeah.
It gets your life.
Yeah.
I understand.
I like being used in the way I have been. The last 2 years, it's been great. It's been fun.
You know what the best part is, you know, developing a serious relationship out of something that you meant to just be a hookup.
True.
That's true. You really
true. Maybe that'll happen. Who
Maybe
knows what
happen.
The future holds?
No but one knows, Joey.
Nobody knows. And coming back, we'll keep talking. I kind of want to talk about the incredible story out of Thailand.
Oh, it ended up great.
It ended up good.
And absolutely.
And we'll see whatever else comes to mind. You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Christy alongside me tonight.
That's me.
Baby, baby, baby.
Oh, this is my theme.
When you love me, I can't get enough.
Joey Clark.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious
glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
When the Washington swamp needed to be drained, Americans turned to political outsider and businessman Donald Trump to shake things up and give conservatives a voice. Now the Montgomery political swamp needs to be drained, and political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're in a situation where the number of storms will be in short supply for a day or two. Chances are not zero, but small. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 74. Tomorrow we'll do it again. Hot day, high in the middle 90s, heat index close to the 105 danger range. Partly sunny, widely scattered storms at best, and then at least low to mid-90s on Thursday and Friday as the number of storms start to increase again. Our weather app is a great companion to take on vacation because it knows where you are. It'll give you current weather, forecast weather, radar, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you're located. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks.
that was just a funny break.
Yeah, talking about insecurities. I can't share everything on air.
I know, yeah. We would probably get in trouble sharing all that on there.
Right, and I'm not even talking about the FCC or Rick.
No.
I would get in trouble with... I gotta have somewhat of a personal life here.
Yeah, you know what? I thought the same exact thing until I got sick a few weeks ago and had to go home during the Bama Country morning show. Because I just felt super nauseated the whole morning, and everyone here thought I was pregnant, so there's that.
I do hear there's baby going around. No, but I thought about this from my conversation with my old high school friend, classmate, because she did, my Aunt Karen, for instance, was like vice president of Nabisco and Pepsi, and like was a very successful businesswoman. It kind of helped work jobs, put herself, she went to LSU.
Really? No wonder she's successful.
Yeah, and she had this incredible career. Her husband was very successful, too, and they didn't get married till they were, like, 30-something, which, you know, I have a few uncles and aunts who waited till, like, mid-30s, and the one question that does come up is kids. And my Aunt Karen, they had two. She made the decision that I don't want my kids to be raised by a nanny. And it wasn't just, like, the nanny thing. It was... I want to spend time with them as they're growing up. And, like, my husband makes enough money. I've made enough money. I've proven myself in that world. Why am I doing this every, these 12-hour days?
Sure, I respect that.
In this high-power environment. And it's a tough decision because for all the back and forth in politics about the wage, gender wage gap, one of the big reasons when you really look at the data why women don't make as much as men on average, even for the same job, is because... women become mothers and they decide, I don't want to work as much. So you're not working as many hours, you're not going to get paid as much.
Sure, and I absolutely respect that. The only time I have a problem with anything, and I just from a personal story, actually, in college, I was dating this guy for a couple years when I first went to LSU, and I was obviously... like, I met him at LSU. I was obviously going to school for something.
Yeah.
And we had this whole serious conversation about how once we graduated, he wanted me to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, what do you think I'm going to school for? I'm literally in all your classes. Like, what do you think I'm paying to go to school for? You're an idiot.
Well, but at least he was straightforward.
Well, that was the beginning of the end.
Right, but because he could have strung you along and, you know, it's like I look at how some people sometimes go, all right, we've been doing this long enough, well, let's get married. And that's...
they just get married just because it should be the next step.
It's the next thing. Yeah, it's the next step. Why not? And I think that's how a lot of things bad can happen.
Sure, I agree with that.
But also, I believe in waiting. Like... and now I've said two things that could get me in trouble.
No, absolutely not. I believe in waiting for... there's a certain thing to be said about waiting for certain things to fall into place. I mean, I for sure knew that Dakota was not going to propose until we knew that he was getting into the grad school program at ASU for physical therapy. As soon, he applied the first time, he didn't get in. So he actually waited, you know, he had to wait a whole year to apply again. So as soon as he got in the second time, I knew that an engagement was probably coming pretty soon. Just as we had talked about it, and that was the huge thing we were waiting on to continue our lives. You had to wait for stuff to fall into place to see where you're going to be and everything, you know?
No, and it makes a lot of sense. That's a cool job. Physical therapy.
Yeah,
that's a really cool
job. He loves
it.
He wants to work on athletes and stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, I mean... I have to be honest, and if you're listening to Dakota, I'll just be straight up, man. Especially when he had long hair, you could have like subbed in for Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
You'd be surprised how many people have told him that.
Yeah, well, it's because it's true, and so that's really cool that you can stay in the athletic world. It's a cool job because I've had this big revelation that I sat up here for 5 years, eating whatever I wanted to eat, not working out at all, drinking a lot. And I felt like my body was falling apart.
You felt like crap.
Yeah, and my mind was going to hell along with it. And so since I've been actually taking care of my body, I'm like, oh, wow. I actually wake up immediately in the morning. I can think clearly. Oh, did we get a text back?
No, we did. He's talking about, he said, we tried to jump out of an airplane. It didn't work.
Oh, no.
That's how he's going to propose. We didn't get to do that. So. It was kind of funny. It's kind of funny now.
But it's I think a problem in this world where you think the jocks and the people in athletics are, I mean, it takes, especially at the professional level, brilliance in order to pull that off efficiently. Mm-hmm. And then I think a lot of people in like the radio business or broadcast business, they don't take care of their bodies. Though I'm sitting here thinking there's a bit of a double standard. Like when I look at Fox News, like Martha McCallum on the screen right now.
Right.
She is pretty much the prototypical Fox News lady.
Sure, yeah.
Like, got the fake tan.
Exactly.
She got the
perfect hair.
Perfect hair, the white teeth, the magic Fox makeup department. And then look at the guy she's talking
to. Right. Come on.
He's got a lazy right eye. You know, he's okay. He's got the suit on. And that's where I do admit guys have it easy. Like, to look good, wear
that's
a suit and shave.
Right. Just do.
Right.
Just look, Paul. No, you're absolutely right.
No, it hit me, though. It's like, there's, on election night last year in 2016, there's Megyn Kelly, who's, she claims, was never told, oh, I'm so hot, until she started working at Fox with the magic makeup department. There she is. She's in great shape, looks great. And next to her is like Karl Rove. I can't remember the other guy's name, but they're just like little fat, full-grown babies.
You know what? You're right. No, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of pressure on women. The fact of the matter is, no one wants to watch an unattractive woman on TV talk about anything.
But what about her brilliant mind?
You know what?
I am
not even disagreeing with.
I know your point.
True. I mean, it's true, though.
It's true.
It's just kind of, that's why people, kind of poke fun at people on the radio, because you don't have to look any certain way.
Well, you don't. There was, especially the human Eeyore phase, where, and you might remember this, I was coming in with house slippers, sweatpants, and the same hoodie every day.
There are a few people here who did that. Actually, if you remember, before I started coming in already dressed and ready for the day, I came in my pajamas and sweatpants and a sweatshirt and a ball cap and did the morning show and then went home and showered and everything and came back. I don't know if you remember that. That's when I first started working here.
I don't remember that.
But I put, and I've noticed too that when I meet listeners and I meet people for the first time who know I'm on the radio or know me from the Bama Country Morning Show.
Yeah. It's a big station.
It is a big station, and apparently I don't look anything like anyone thinks I look.
What have you gotten before?
As we all know, I love food. I love sweets.
Yeah, you do.
So people have this preconceived notion that that I'm overweight.
A little chubby.
I'm a little heavyweight.
A little softy over there.
Yep, I've gotten that every time. They think I'm like a little heavy set redhead or a heavy set brunette. And
I'll tell you now, folks, Kirstie is not zofty. She's not chubby.
Zofty, thank you.
No, she's fit. She does CrossFit.
I actually work out a lot.
Right.
And it makes me feel good. I kind of like wowing people in that sense. I like putting a lot of, work into my appearance and stuff.
Yeah, and I've until this last year, I didn't, but recently I'm like, yeah.
Joey looks great.
Let's take some pride.
Joey looks great.
And essentially, Kirstie, I just bring you on so you say that.
Let's make over the entire radio
I'm
station.
I'm now very single. This married woman who is married to a hunk is saying, I look good. Are you hearing that? I'm just social proof.
Joey is free and on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone, and I could personally vouch how good Joey looks.
No, I might look good though, but I am also incredibly neurotic. At times, unless I'm really motivated, I can be a little lazy and I procrastinate.
That was the old Joey.
No, I still procrastinate. I love to procrastinate.
Shoot, I get stuff done the second I hear about it.
No, yeah.
For that reason, because that'll drive me crazy.
See, I put it off. I worry. I wonder, like, is my life good enough? Like, the neuroticism is strong, lady. So you're warned. You've been warned. And I'm not going to use this show just to,
to land dates?
No, not at all. I'm not going to use that. I've had people tell me I should, but it doesn't really work out.
I bet it works, though. No, I mean,
it doesn't.
You've never gotten any dates from this radio show?
No. Well, one.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still a success rate,
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, there's one. I got one. But I met the person before the radio gig.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
saying the most time when I say I'm in radio, people are like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. It doesn't have the same weight. It's like, oh, so you podcast from your house? Like, no!
No, people get so excited when I tell them on the radio. They think it's like the coolest thing ever.
Oh, by the way, people also thought I was a big fat guy. No, 84.
I think people say that. I think people think that automatically.
84, he said, Joey, I thought you were a big fat guy. I'm like, no. That was back when I still had the baby face, like the Joey
right,
picture
yeah.
downstairs.
Yes.
And I still have a little bit of a baby face, but,
nah,
you
the
know.
Beard really helped you. You know, 84, mm-hmm. I hope he's listening because he keeps telling me that I have abnormally long arms, which I've never heard of in my entire life.
No, do the wingspan. Yeah, so yeah, you do have quite the reach.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like the mailman Karl Malone, but you have quite the
Joey,
reach.
That's the second person besides 84 who has ever told me that in my lifetime. Now I'm super self-conscious.
No, it's good. You can reach things on the top shelf. You can help small
so
people
sad.
And children.
I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to get Dakota to measure my arm span and make sure it's normal.
Your arms are normal. This is ridiculous.
No, you already said it.
No, and are you and Dakota, by the way, on the maybe thinking of buying a house anytime soon? You already have a house?
We're renting a house.
Renting? Well, I'm going to suggest over this next year.
Okay.
I'm working with a guy named Eddie Bader. He's with the Goodson Group.
Okay.
And he's kind of walking me through it. Like, here's what the prepaids are, like the inspection and appraisal. Here's what's on the market.
Okay.
He kind of opened my eyes to, like, I'm like, I make a modest living, man. He goes, no, even with that, like,
I don't
just
have that
get
money,
your
man.
Get your credit right. And which is not difficult. And over the next year, I'm kind of getting the credit right. And I plan on probably the big decision is laying down roots.
Okay.
And
yeah.
the guy who's kind of opened my eyes to this is Eddie Bader. Now, you can call him at 322-0662. I did earlier today. It's his personal phone. He picks up and goes, hey, this is Eddie. 322-0662.
That's a huge selling point right there.
Right. And he always makes time for his clients. He's the type of real estate agent, too, where if you say, I'm willing to purchase a $200,000 home,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to immediately go out and go, oh, here are all the homes for $200,000. Here are the ones for $250,000. We can maybe get them down to $200,000. He's going to show you the ones at $200,000. He's also going to show you maybe that dream home, but he's will show you the 150s, the 110s, that these are ideal homes. These are steals. You can fix them up. He's very wise when it comes to the real estate market. He changed his own life by investing in real estate and renting out properties. So if you're looking to buy or sell your home, a guy can really show the true character of your home if you're selling, or give you all the inside scoops if you are buying and maybe a first-time home buyer, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. Again, that number, 322-0662. Now, I'm getting a text from 84, who should be joining
Good.
Me tomorrow night for question time.
Please tell me what that says.
He says, Christy is killing me. Yes, she is. You deserve it, good sir.
You do deserve it.
You deserve it.
You deserve everything I say about you.
Because he's kind of become a part-time player here.
He has. I love having 84 here. He makes my day when he comes in.
Like, oh, he said, Elastigirl.
Yes, that's what he calls me from The Incredibles. And he's like, I remember him sitting right there next to me. He's like, Kristen, can you grab that paper on the top shelf right there, just from where you're sitting?
The very top, the tippity top.
Screw you, man.
Well, it looks like we got a phone call. News Talk, you're on the air. Who's this?
Clark Griswold.
Clark Griswold?
Uh-huh.
What's up, man?
Hey, I've got a question. Well, first off, congratulations on buying a house.
Well, I will soon be. It hasn't happened yet, but that's my plan.
Well, good job. All right, second question is, when did you decide you wanted to get into radio?
When did I decide? Probably about 6 years ago.
It kind of falls into
it
your
kind of happened. Dan invited me to jump on air, and and I loved it. As soon as I hit the microphone button and realized, oh, this is what we get to do. This show I do at night's pretty freeform, but
right.
being able to cover the news and be able to talk about important topics in a public way, it reminded me of being a little kid wanting to sit at the adults' table.
What's your first show in the morning? Is it Dan's show or
yes.
is it before that?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I hang out on News and Views. I've pulled those days, but I do Dan's show, produce and sidekick for him into 3. Then I sidekick with Greg on Happy Hour 3 to 6. Then I jump on here.
So you get up in the morning and run clips and do all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah. Well, actually, I get up early in the morning now and work out. and read the news and, like, prepare for the... there's a lot of background reading and then work with Dan. And he works on a lot of clips. He watches a lot. He's a news junkie. So.
Yeah, I was wondering how he gets all that done. How do y'all get all that done before noon?
It's a lot of prep work.
Like I said, he's a news junkie, and yeah. I've gotten pretty quick with our software here.
Yeah. Because it's still a lot of cutting and pasting and clipping and,
oh yeah,
you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, you did a good job. I really like your, I really like this hour show that you do.
I really appreciate it, man.
It's different. You talk about music. You talk about, you know, fun things that we normally don't get to hear about all day long when all we're hearing is political ads and political commentary.
Well, I wanted something happened to me. Clark, if that is your real name, and like, especially after, and I'm not trying to bring the mood down, but it's just the story, especially after my mother died, I kind of did a re-inventory of my life and what I really believed in, and I realized that the political back and forth, as important as it is to our lives, it's not really what I love. I like political theory, the ideals of the nation, but I realized I want to talk about everything else that makes the American society run and go, uh-huh. whether it's religion or what's going on with, like, sex and dating and relationships, what's going on in the city with people's religion and faith, what's going on in pop culture and music and movies, everything. I was like, why am I just sticking to politics?
Here's a social question for you. Is there any more news on what happened to the family up in Redland?
Redland.
I know that they had like a vigil or candlelight thing last night.
Did I read somewhere that she was a school teacher?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I thought that's what I read on Facebook this afternoon.
And I believe that is true mm-hmm. from sources I've heard from.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Very, very troubling. Hey, you do a good job. Keep up the good work. Keep working hard, and good things will come to you.
Appreciate it, man. Really do.
Thanks, bud. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
That was a nice call.
That was a very nice call.
That was a great call.
It's called an ego inflating. Well, no, but it really isn't ego inflating. Or I've tried to make it where I started the show, like, doing a lot of phone-in interviews, mm-hmm. doing monologues. And then I realized, why am I not talking to Christy? Why am I not talking to DeAnt and Brandon and all these other people around town I'm meeting? The show is going to be about me. I think I'd try to anchor it. But why not talk to Baron and then have Greg as a surprise guest and have on Rick Peters? And,
sure. And kind of people who live in the community and are, you know, real people who live in the community. I mean, if you're going to make it a free-for-all.
Well, and it's been it's been eye-opening because we didn't know each
sure,
other as well
absolutely.
Since you hopped on.
Absolutely.
And so we've actually gotten to have some conversations, the same with everybody down working in jams.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get on Wendell J. I got to get on Skipper again soon when we talk about classic albums and music. And it's just been this kind of eye-opening experience. Oh, instead of being in your own head and what you want to rant about today, why don't you talk to somebody?
Sure,
right,
kind of talk it right, kind
of
talk through it. You probably get a lot of different you know, perceptions on different situations.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, no, and I've told Rick, and I think you already know this, that, like, you're good. You're good on air. I mean it. I'm being straightforward. There are people.
Joey.
There are people I've had on. Where, and I'm not naming names, it's not what I do, but I've had people on where it's like pulling teeth.
Right, then you're like, one word answer,
yeah.
I think we've all kind of experienced that person.
Right, now I will dock you for that one WWE interview you did.
That was the single worst interview I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, just pro tip for anybody going to interview a wrestler, don't start
don't
off
ask if it's fake.
It's like,
don't
oh,
ask
we,
if it's fake.
It's like.
Were you listening to that interview live?
No, I wasn't.
You heard about it?
I just you told me about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, thank goodness. I'm glad other people were not talking about the foot.
No, but because I love New Day. And I love, like, Xavier Woods. And
yeah, I think that's what we were talking about. And I was like, is it true that a lot of people think wrestling is fake? And this guy was about to come through the phone at me, I think.
Here's why. Is because it's scripted, predetermined.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go, and I've been told, if you go out there and you take what they call a bump on the ring, like you fall off the top rope mm-hmm. onto your back onto the ring,
mm-hmm.
it, depending on the organization and the company, the brand, it's like getting your clock clean.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure that does not feel good.
It doesn't feel good. Like that, what they're doing is high-level stunts that do not feel good. They take a lot of athleticism. So you can see why somebody, because it's scripted like any other TV, when they go, oh, it's fake, right? Goes, no, I actually did bust open my head.
I actually get hurt.
Yeah.
All for your entertainment. Thank you.
Well, and one of the guys who's like one of their top guys now, Seth Rollins, he does CrossFit, and I've kind of been watching, like, how do these people work out? Insane. Like, insane athleticism. Like, even pro football players who become professional wrestlers go, I thought I was conditioned. I was not conditioned.
He was not happy that I... And I meant it in a very innocent
right.
way. I think he probably gets that so much. I get that that was annoying.
Well, but...
I've moved on from it.
It's I'm so
thanks,
happy.
Joey, for bringing it back up.
I'm so happy I brought it up, yeah. Well, we got a little bit of time left
Let's
here.
Let's go, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, the kids in Thailand.
Yes!
They were saved. The soccer
happy
team's alive.
Story.
And
happy
so was
story.
The coach. That's an incredible story.
Thank goodness. That could have gone so many different bad ways.
It could have. It really could have. But incredible work by people around the
absolutely.
World to make it happen. That was great. But let's go to the phones.
Let's go.
News Talk, who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, this is William. I was just calling to tell you, yeah, you are doing a great job. And like I told you a couple of weeks ago, you really need to get some more time on your air, man.
I agree, Joey.
Yeah, I would love to do a 3-hour show and just lengthen out conversations, mm-hmm. be able to do all sorts of stuff with it.
Yeah. I mean, I love listening to you.
Well, thank you, William.
Even though I don't understand some of the stuff you talk about sometimes because I'm an old fart, but,
Well, if there's something I say, go, what the hell are you talking about,
we're
Joey?
We're here to educate you.
Nick, call me up. Give me hell. I don't mind it. And I'm wrong about a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, I still say you need to come up to the sandbar and drink beer and tell lies with us, but, you know.
You know what? I'm trying to not be such a hermit. I'll have to do that very soon. Very soon. I would love to drink beer. Shoot the stuff.
Yeah.
Shoot hey, the
man,
stuff.
Anytime, let me know.
Thanks, William. Appreciate
all right, man. See you.
And who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill. What's up?
I'm not hitting on this lady, but I want to tell you something. There is nothing more beautiful than a woman who is physically fit and has long, slender arms. It's very, very elegant. So when you see women like that, turn your way over that direction, my friend.
You know what? I'll agree with you on the physically fit part. I don't even think I have long arms. I think it's just Joey has made me very self-conscious at this point.
Yeah, no,
thank you, Joey.
You're don't not worry as... about it, sweetheart. If you're that pretty, then, you know, people aren't going to notice it anyway.
Oh,
but there
goodness.
Is nothing more beautiful than a physically fit woman who has long, slender, physique arms who, you know, is in control of herself.
Well, thank you for
That's
that,
awesome.
Bill.
No.
Bill, you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Take
thank
care,
you so
Joey.
Much.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Well, and actually, Greg keeps making fun of me for watching so much wrestling, saying, like, when I went to the actual events, like, go forth. I was listening in the car to your homoerotic experience. Like, dude, have you not seen these women?
Oh, heck yeah.
They are hot.
God, you like, could go to a wrestling event just for the, is it the ring girls? Is that what they're called?
Well, they don't even have ring girls.
They don't have ring
like
girls?
Like the professional, they are actual wrestlers.
What am I talking
women.
About? I'm talking about UFC.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
UFC.
About. Okay, never mind.
No, but these women are like fit and gorgeous. And that's, and
there's
they're
nothing
good,
wrong
too.
With the, and I.
They're good.
I know we only have a few minutes left, but, and that's one thing. When I first started CrossFit, you know, people were like, you're going to get so bulky. You're going to look like a man. You're going to get muscles.
Stop it.
Do I look like...